Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is a man of one wife, a man of integrity from the northern part of Nigeria, who has a lot of awards, both far and wide, This person is a husband, a teacher, a pastor, a father. He lived daily to express whom God is to him and to his generation. Please put your hands together for my brother, your brother, the host of this program, with a standing ovation, ladies and gentlemen, and with a misbehaving ovation, let me welcome my brother, your brother, my mentor, your mentor, in the presence of I.B. Taylor!
Come and worship him tonight. Let your worship rise up to Yeshua. Come on. Bless the name of Jehovah. He has done marvelous things in our lives. The God who never ceases to amaze us. Jesus, we are here tonight.
one more time. Come on, do it from your heart. Yes. Você de mim não tu valor. Hallelujah. How many of us desire the presence of God in our lives? Let me see your hands. Come on, wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus. You want the glory of God to descend on your life? Wave to Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that as we worship you, you descend and give us your power. Oh!
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Broboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you this morning in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We honor you. We give you glory, all power. Dominion belongs to you, Jesus. We thank you, O God, for sending your only Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins and cleanse us, O God, that he is the ultimate sacrifice. And so thank you, Lord, for the sinless Lamb. Thank you, Lord, for the Lamb of God that away our sins, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you love us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in you should not perish, but has eternal life. So we thank you for the sacrifice to reconcile us back to you. Lord, you just didn't give us anything. You give us your only begotten Son. You give us your most precious gift, Lord, to redeem us back to you. Oh, Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for reconciling us back to you. Oh, Father, thank you for love of God. Thank you. We bless your name. And Lord, as we pray, Lord, you love the world. You did not pick who you love, but you love the world. Lord, even those that are doing things that are not pleasing in your sight, you love every human being. Your love for each and everyone, Lord, is indescribable. And so, Father, we thank you for loving us. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the gift of Jesus Christ, your most precious gift. Lord, we don't even do that. We don't sacrifice for you. Oh, God, we don't give our best to you. Lord, help us to have your heart to give the best that we can. Oh, God, because you yearned for our relationship, you wanted peace with man, and so you sent Jesus. I don't know about those that are here, but every time I think about how much you love us, it brings shivers down my spine, oh God. For God so loved the world. Lord, we know that you hate sin, but we know that you love us. Hallelujah. And you, the blood of Jesus cleansed us back to you. Father God, that when you release a blessing, oh God, no one can take curse who God has blessed. Lord, such wonderful knowledge is so much to attain the love of God. Hallelujah. So, Father, forgive us of all our sins. Cleanse us Father, you said in your word, if we confess our sins, you are faithful to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Father, this morning, we stand before your throne of grace boldly. We ask you for mercy. Lord, we ask you to forgive us of every sin we have committed in thought, in word, in deed, O God. Forgive us, O God. We repent, O God. Forgive us, O God. Forgive us, O God. O God. Forgive us and cleanse us, O God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for mercy for each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, corporate mercy. Oh God, your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, oh God. Lord, I pray for mercy. Mercy for myself. In the name of Jesus, Lord, wash me with the blood of Jesus Christ. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, wash me in the blood of Jesus. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Father, I pray, oh, God, oh, for my husband. Pray, oh, God, for mercy for him. Mercy, oh, God, for both of you. Mercy, oh, God. For Tina, mercy, oh God, for Monica, mercy, oh God, have mercy upon Crystal, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy upon Al, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon Ricky, in the name of Jesus. Lord, mercy for Kamari, in the name of Jesus. Mercy for Makari, in the name of Jesus. Mercy for Christian Michael, in the name of Jesus. Mercy for CJ in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy upon Joshua. Have mercy upon Zechariah. Have mercy upon each and every one under the sound of our voice. Call unto God for mercy for your family. Name them. Do not just listen to what I'm saying. Name your family. Pray to the Lord. The Lord wants to hear you. Lord, I pray for mercy. Mercy, oh God. Mercy for Ricky. Mercy for Shay and Shalonda, oh God. Mercy for Mimi, oh God. Have mercy upon Donovan, oh God. Have mercy upon Al, oh God. Have mercy, oh God, upon his friend and our two children. Mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy upon Tina. Mercy upon her son, Mandika. Mercy, oh God. Mercy upon Christian Michael. Mercy upon Kamari and Makari. Mercy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, upon each and every one of us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, your mercies are new every morning. We totally repent of all that we've done that is not pleasing to you. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, what can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, it is the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, that taketh away our sins. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ, the precious Lamb. Oh God, have mercy. Let the Lamb of God take away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus wash our environment, cleanse this environment in the name of Jesus. Everything in this environment, oh God, in our homes, oh God, let the blood cleanse us. Let the blood cleanse the home. Let the blood cleanse everything in our homes, in our houses. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse our jobs. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse our transportation, our cars. In the name of Jesus, let the blood wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse our children, dwelling places. Let the blood of Jesus, oh God, cleanse the altar boy, oh God. The blood of Jesus, cleanse me from all unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus, cleanse this prayer line. Cleanse the airways. Cleanse the cyberspace. Cleanse the network. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus be released like a tsunami tidal wave. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus go through our bloodline. The blood of Jesus, O God, we repent on behalf of our ancestors. We repent, O God, on behalf of our bloodline, O God, all the way back, O God. We repent, O God, all on behalf of our bloodline. O God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for your mercy, and we pray that the blood of Jesus wash us, O God. Wash our ancestral bloodline, O God. Cleanse us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Reconcile us back to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we speak to every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies. Hear the word of the Lord. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus take away sicknesses and disease. The blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus heal us. Oh God, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus take the veil out of our eyes. Let the blood of Jesus, empower us. Let the blood of Jesus bring us back into an intimate relationship with our Father. The blood of Jesus gave us a place as sons and daughters of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. This morning, O God, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, I put the armor on. Apostle Boyu, the armor on. Our children, Tina, oh God, the armor on. Her son, Mandaka, our grandson, we put the armor on. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, the armor of God and the armor of life upon Al and his household, the armor of God and the armor of life upon his son Kamari, upon his son CJ, in the name of Jesus, the armor of God and the armor of life upon his friend and her children, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we put the armor of God on Ricky and his household, Ricky and Makari, oh God, his son Makari, the armor of God and the armor of life, in the name of Jesus, upon Shalanda, the armor of God and the armor of life, upon Donovan and Mimi, the armor of God and the armor of light, upon Presto, the armor of God and the armor of light, upon Christian, Michael, Joshua, and Zechariah, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and then loins girded with truth. Father, we ask you, oh God, to put a hedge of protection around us. By, oh God, draw a hedge of protection. Use the blood of Jesus for a hedge of protection. In the name of Jesus. Oh, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire upon us, O God, upon each and every one of us. We are around us, O God, around each and every one on the prayer line, O God, in the name of Jesus, and the glory within us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, this morning, we ask you to send your holy angels, your ministering angels, O God, to minister to us, O God, and to do your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Lord, send your holy angels to assist us. Send your holy angels to minister to us. Send your holy angels to do your biddings in our lives. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, O God, let your holy angels assist us, O God. Let your holy angels do your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, your holy angels, oh God, angels that are assigned to each and every one of us, holy angels that are assigned to this prayer line, to this ministry, war on our behalf, In the name of Jesus, let your holy angels war on our behalf. In the name of Jesus, do your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, oh God, guide and protect us from every form of evil and darkness. In the name of Jesus, do what you send them to do. Do your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let your holy angels do your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, let your perfect will be done. In the name of Jesus, let your perfect will be done. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in the name of Jesus in this ministry. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in our lives. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done, oh God, in our lives, in this ministry. Hallelujah. Your kingdom come. Oh, your will be done in us, in our children, in our spouses. In us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, empower us, lead us, and teach us, guide us. Holy Spirit, we need you every second. Holy Spirit, we need you every hour. We cannot make it without you. Holy Ghost, you are our lifeline. Holy Spirit, we are totally, we are completely dependent on you. Holy Ghost, we need you, Holy Spirit. We need you, Holy Ghost. We need you. We need you, Holy Spirit. Every step of the way, you are our lifeline. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you the Holy Spirit who will lead and guide you, oh God, and will teach us, Holy Spirit, and do your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, teach us how to worship. Teach us how to glorify Jesus. Holy Spirit, enlighten our eyes. Take the scale out of our eyes. Holy Spirit, empower us. Holy Spirit, we need you every second. Give us beautiful ashes. Pour upon us the oil of joy instead of the oil of the garment of the spirit of heaviness. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, that we may be called trees of righteousness. Oh, Holy Ghost, move in our lives. We thank you for the fresh oil. We thank you for the fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus, pour upon us your fresh oil. In the name of Jesus, pour upon us your fresh anointing. Holy Spirit, take us from level to level, from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, heal from favor to favor, from faith to faith. Holy Spirit, bring us into a very close relationship, a very intimate relationship. Oh God, Holy Ghost, we want to be like Jesus, walking with God, being with God. Jesus, hallelujah, give us hearts of Jesus. Give us the love that Jesus has for his Father. Let us love God like Jesus loved God, with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds. Give us the spirit of obedience, just like Jesus. Jesus walked in obedience. There was no sin found in him. He was tempted, but yet he walked in total obedience. In the name of Jesus, give us that spirit of obedience. We bind every rebellious spirit in the name of Jesus. And we, oh God, we put on, oh God, that spirit of obedience. Let us hunger and thirst after righteousness and be filled, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father, I thank you for each and every one this morning. I thank you, Lord, that we did not only see the first day, but Lord, we're on the third day. Third day. I cannot thank you enough. This date, hallelujah, Lord, January 3rd, 1987, Lord Jesus, this was the day that the enemy set to destroy my life, to kill me. But Lord, you stepped in and you turned around because you had a work for me to do. Hallelujah. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart, Lord, that you saved my life. I should have been dead, but you saved my life. Lord, that I live to take care of my children, see my grandchildren, take care of them, to be an apostle of the ministry, oh God. Lord, you have so much plans. And Lord, no one can curse who you have blessed. We thank you, Lord. I thank you from the bottom of my heart, Lord, that the doctors decided to pray. Hallelujah, when they could not stop the hemorrhaging. Lord, as I lay with blood all over, gushing out, doctors tried to stop the hemorrhaging. Lord, when they decided to pray, you released the instructions to the doctors. We thank you that we have doctors that listen to the voice of God. We thank you that we have doctors that have the fear of God. We thank you, Lord, that we have doctors that pray and reverence God. And so, Lord, I remember some of the doctors, at least Karen, Dr. Karen Hubbish. Oh, God, I pray for that you will bless her wherever she is, her husband, her child, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, a young doctor at that time, thank you, Jesus, that she told the doctors to pray. And so, Lord, I bless you and I thank you for her. Thank you, Jesus, for moving in and through her, oh God. It's been years. I haven't seen her, but I have communicated with her. And so, Lord, I am grateful. Every year I remember this. 2/3 of my blood came out. I lost 2/3 of my blood. Lord, isn't it in a miraculous way? Oh, God, that I survived. Even with the blood transfusion, with all the AIDS, HIV had just come on. And God, when I look at my doctor report and I see how many donors I had, Lord, and Lord, you protected me that I never got the HIV virus. Lord, I am so grateful to you for saving me, for redeeming me. As I look at my children, I can praise the Lord because, Lord, you give me another chance. Lord, I am grateful, forever grateful to you. When I look in the eyes of my grandchildren, I thank you, Lord, that you give me another chance. Lord, especially, most importantly, when I look at lives that this ministry has touched, Lord, grateful in the name of Jesus that your perfect will is being done in our lives. Lord, I'm so forever grateful for you. And I thank you, Lord, and praise you. So I do not take this day for granted. I thank you, Lord, for even the near-death experience. experience I had. I thank you, Lord, that you brought me right back. Thank you, Lord, that you heard my prayer. Lord, thank you, Jesus, because I don't care who, no one will have patience with your children as you would have patience with them. And what all my children have been through, I know my mother would have tried, but the things they've been through, who would have had patience with them? Oh, God, if I had died. But Lord, I am grateful that you gave me, and so I'm forever grateful to you. Thank you for your indescribable love for each and every one of us. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, your love. Lord, thank you. My poor mother, who would have taken extra care of her like I did? Oh, God. So I thank you that I was able to serve her, serve others in the name of Jesus. Lord, I am grateful. Never would have made it without you. And Lord, I'm sure there's so many of us right here now got testimonies to say what you did, how you saved them, how you redeemed. Lord, we thank you for testimonies in the name of Jesus. So I pray, Lord, that every testimony we've been given since the year started, oh, Lord, that every testimony, Lord, anoint those testimonies. Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we go out into the world, that people will see the light of God in us. Hallelujah. Hear our testimony. He said they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Hallelujah. The word is Christ. Christ save us. Christ redeem us. Christ reconcile us in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Lord, for restoring in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for reconciliation. I thank you, Lord, for the dominion anointing. Thank you, Lord, that Jesus paid the price on the cross. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that Jesus took his blood and put it on the altar, oh God, and made atonement for us once for all. Hallelujah. We were not even born generations yet, but he made it once for all. We do not have to do like the high priest did during those days, that Jesus paid the price. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you, and we bless your name. You didn't have to do it, but you did. You didn't have to do it, but you did. Father God, let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. In the name of Jesus, let your strength, O God, be made perfect in our weakness. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Let your strength be made. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Strengthen us, oh God, in our weakness, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so I read this scripture, Ephesians 1. And it's a scripture that we'll pray together. Hallelujah. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ be unto you, each and every one of us here this morning. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, in us, in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, to whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself, in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after ye heard the word of the gospel of your salvation, in whom also that ye believe, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all saints, cease not to give thanks for you, having mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that our eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches, the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us ward, who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And he hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. Hallelujah. Huri amasanteria kuri amasem. Hallelujah. Huri amasanteria kuri amasanteria kum. Oh, hallelujah. And we look at Ephesians 2, verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Jesus Christ, for he is our peace. I want you to say, Jesus is my peace. Jesus is my peace. Jesus is my peace. Jesus is my peace. Jesus Christ is my peace. Pray. Jesus is my peace. Jesus is my peace. Hallelujah. For he is our peace and has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in the ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereof, and came and preached peace to you which were far off and nigh. For through him we both have access, through him by one Spirit, unto the Father. Now therefore, we are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together grows unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I feel the power anointing of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ephesians 3, verse 8. Unto me, and to all men, let all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world have been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith of him. Wherefore, we desire that we fear not at our tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause, we bow our knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant unto us every one year, including myself, according to the riches of his glory. Verse 16, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. In Jesus' name. Amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest with me and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless you. We'll be on the prayer line at 9 o'clock. Hallelujah. Have a wonderful and blessed day. We love you. Thank you for joining us.